That song is Night After Night from Ben Ransom. It's his latest single, and he joins me to have a chat about it this morning. Ben, are you well?
G'day, how are you, mate? I'm firing on all two cylinders. I'm going very well, thank you.
Good to hear. Now, you and I haven't had an opportunity to speak before. First question I got for you is, how does a young lad growing up in Toongabie, of all places, get to be such a wonderful singer-songwriter? Where does that come from?
I've always wanted to do music, and I took myself off overseas. You know, I played in bands and stuff throughout school, but I took myself off overseas and lived in Europe for a few years and based myself in London, and really sort of cut my teeth in terms of performance over there. And then when I came back to Australia, I sort of, you know, found my way into more or less the country rock market, and you know, found a lot of fans there, and that's pretty much how I came to be where I am today.
Why does that? How does that end up in the country rock area? I mean, you go over to London, I wouldn't have thought that's the biggest scene in the world over there as far as that genre of music. Yet you come and adopt it. What's it about that style of music that you love?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's a, I found that I sort of, you know, fell into it because of the way that I write songs and the I guess the vibe of the band. And you know, the people over in Europe absolutely love music. They're mad for it, and they love all kinds of music. The umbrella of country music has become so broad that lots of different subgenres sort of fit within the umbrella of what they define country music. Yeah. So it can be anything from, you know, folk at one end of the spectrum to you know, rock at the other end, and then everything in between. So it's very forgiving in terms of style, and I guess, you know, that's where my personality and my music sort of fits.
Ben, did you grow up in a musical household?
Well, a little bit. Dad played the bagpipes and the tin whistle. And,
the bagpipes.
Know, we all like the... have a sing, and, but you know, I was told, you know, you're not having a career in music, you're not doing that, you got to go to university, get a job, and that's, you know, that's what you're doing. You know, throw these pipe dreams away.
Yep.
You got to get a 9-to-5 job, and that's not what I wanted to do, and so that was, you know, part of the reason I just left the country.
Music does become a little bit of a job, though. You know, once you're in the treadmill of creating, producing, and then putting it out there, you've got to turn up every day. And, of course, when it comes to your performances, you've really got to turn up every night, don't you?
Exactly, yeah. And it's very tricky. It's a very fickle industry, and you really do have to stay on top of the game to sort of get ahead of the pack. And it's you know, by no means an easy thing, because if it was, everyone would be doing it.
Yeah.
And but the main reason that you need to do it is because you absolutely love it, and I think that comes through in the music.
Ben, we just had a listen to a bit of Night After Night at the top of the interview. Can you tell us about the song?
Yes. This is a true story, actually, based on a true story, and it's a song about passion and love and holiday romance and some exotic location and having that one person come into your life and then disappear as quickly as they appeared. And you know, it lends itself towards that style as well. We've got that beautiful Spanish guitar in there, and I guess it's somewhat removed from my typical style, but you know, the powers that be, the people that know a little bit better than me, when they heard that track, they go, that's it, that's the first single, that's going to be the lead single from the album. And we were lucky to have a guy called Ben, another Ben, who lives over in New York. Ben Butler, his name is. He's from Canberra, lives over in New York at the moment. He's Sting's guitarist. He actually did that beautiful Spanish guitar on the track.
That Spanish guitar, instantly, as soon as you start hearing those sorts of notes, you know this is a song about love in some way or another.
Yes, you know, that Latino feel. I think it's in the blood, isn't it? that's what's, you know, there for, to take you away to an exotic location and create this, you know, mystique.
Well, hopefully the restrictions will be lifted in time for you to get out there and start performing. From all accounts, Ben Ransom is a show that you really do need to go and experience. And I thank you very much for joining us this morning on 2NM.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. Anytime. And I hope you guys are safe up there too.